From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Afghanistan tomorrow, selection of the final delegates to a constitutional Congress. Later this week, the 500 delegates are expected to gather in Kabul to debate and finish work on a new constitution. Among the issues they'll be working on are presidential powers, women's rights, language, and religion. From Kabul, NPR's Emily Harris reports on the upcoming Congress known as a Loya Jirga.
The process of selecting delegates for the Congress has been going on at regional gatherings around the country. Last week, more than 650 leaders from Parwan province, almost all male, gathered under a big white tent in Kabul Stadium. During Taliban times, public executions took place here. This day, the task was something quite different.
Muhammad Hanani, Muhammad Yasin, and Zirgul Al-Almir.
As an organizer reads off names of voters, each rises from long cushions and comes forward to pick up a ballot, freshly stamped with an official seal. 80 people were fighting for 10 spaces. The voting took all day. Candidate Mir Hamdullah easily cleared the first round. He says a few details in the draft constitution need to be changed.
We need Islamic rule for this country. For example, in our law, in Sharia law, if somebody kills somebody, you should be compensated by killing.
The draft constitution says no law can violate the sacred religion of Islam. But in Afghanistan, tribal traditions and interpretations of Islam often blend in local custom. Professor Khadir Amiryar, an advisor to Afghan President Hamid Karzai, expects strong disagreement among delegates on the definition of Islam.
Some of them may give Islam a unique way of interpretation in order to hold onto certain positions that they want to maintain among their communities.
Insiders say the rules of procedure at the Loya Jirga, not yet published, may be designed to boost the strength of moderate Muslims. Most of the delegates have been elected by peers, but President Karzai chose 50. He also appointed the committees that wrote the draft constitution. The final version outlines a strongly presidential system, something Loya Jirga candidate Muhammad Alam Izedyar doesn't want.
If the power is given to one tribe, then he will forget the other tribes. Therefore, most people go for the parliamentary system, because if we have a parliamentary system in place, then there will be a share for all the ethnic groups and tribes.
Women's rights in Afghanistan's constitution have drawn a lot of international attention. Women had their own special elections to fill delegate quotas. A crowd of women in voluminous blue burqas tramps up cement steps into a cold room in an unfinished government building in Wardak province, an hour's drive from Kabul. Once inside, a first-grade teacher who gives her name as Akya pulls her burqa off and twists it in her hands. She knows what she wants from the country's new constitution.
The right to vote, the right to work, the right to be able to use from health services, and the right to have equal rights with men.
Akya is confident that will happen. But another teacher, Lila, who keeps her burqa on, is pessimistic. People have been talking about women a lot lately, she says, but doing little.
One hand cannot do anything. And the men have forgot that the women are human beings.
UN Special Representative to Afghanistan, Lakhdar Brahimi, says the process of selecting delegates to the Loya Jirga has been reasonably acceptable. But that doesn't guarantee a successful Congress.
Failure is possible, sure. Failure can have several forms. Either you have a text that is not implementable, or you have what you might call hang Loya Jirga, incapacity to agree. But I don't think it will be the end of the world.
After a quarter century of war, Brahimi says, some backward steps are inevitable. At the Loya Jirga, seemingly minor points of contention could provide some of the most emotional debate. The draft stipulates the national anthem shall be in Pashto, the native language of less than half the population. It also guarantees free education, but only through high school. That has led to charges of bias in favor of the rich. The planned Loya Jirga was due to begin Wednesday, but was pushed back to at least this coming weekend. Some say for logistical reasons, some say for backroom politicking. But judging by the cheers as results are read at one election, voters are eager for their delegates to get to work. Emily Harris, NPR News, Kabul.